tonight, former President Trump, three of his children, and the Trump Organization all sued by New York's Attorney General for $250 million, accused of, quote, staggering fraud. New York State Attorney General Letitia James accusing the former president and three of his adult children of falsely inflating the value of almost all of their major properties by billions. The AG demanding the Trumps be banned from doing business in New York. Tonight, the investigation referred to the Manhattan DA and the IRS for potential criminal charges. How the former president is responding tonight. The war in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin and his nuclear threat tonight. And President Biden on the world stage responding today. What Biden said about nuclear war and what he says Putin's real goal is when it comes to Ukraine. Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine tonight, Mary Bruce traveling with the president here in New York. The Category 4 hurricane barreling up the Atlantic, winds up to 130 miles per hour, now moving toward Bermuda. A trail of destruction in its wake. The East Coast soon feeling the effects from Florida to Maine. Rob Marciano in Bermuda tonight with the new track. And we're watching the next potential threat. Could it be coming to the Gulf? Tonight, the battle against inflation here in the U.S. The Federal Reserve today hiking interest rates another 0.75%. How this will affect credit cards, car loans, and new mortgages. Rebecca Jarvis breaks it down. Tonight, news on the NBA owner suspended and fined $10 million for racist and misogynist remarks. What he now plans to do. The Washington Monument vandalized, a suspect in custody. After months of waiting, the $1.3 billion Mega Millions mystery solved tonight. Turns out there isn't just one winner. And tonight, the new NASA images now in, the spectacular view of Neptune and its rings. You have to see it.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a very busy Wednesday night. The war in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin's nuclear threat, President Biden's response tonight, the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates. But we begin tonight with the New York State Attorney General suing former President Trump, three of his adult children, and the Trump Organization for $250 million, accusing the Trump family of, quote, staggering fraud in a sweeping civil suit and looking to ban them from doing business in New York. New York State Attorney General Letitia James making the announcement after a three-year investigation, the lawsuit 220 pages long. The suit accusing the former president and his children of falsely inflating the value of nearly every property they own by billions, including his apartment at Trump Tower in New York and his home and club at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The aim, the AG alleges, was to get more favorable terms and loans from banks than anyone else would get. The AG saying today, instead of the art of the deal, that this was the art of the steal. Tonight, the Attorney General referring the charges for criminal prosecution now. The Trump Organization responding tonight. ABC's investigative correspondent Aaron Kutursky leading us off.
Tonight, former President Trump, three of his children, and his top executives are accused of, quote, staggering fraud in a $250 million lawsuit that threatens to cripple the family business. New York Attorney General Letitia James says Trump's carefully crafted billionaire brand was built on lies that for 20 years, with the help of Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka, and Eric Trump, the former president grossly inflated his net worth by billions of dollars.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
In her 220-page lawsuit, James accuses Trump of preparing hundreds of fraudulent financial statements, overstating the value of nearly every major property he owns, from golf courses to hotels to his own triplex apartment in Trump Tower, which in 2015 he presented to Barbara Walters as proof of his success.
You are a winner?
I think so. I mean,
looking around. Yeah, there's a lot of,
I think there's a lot of gold here.
You're
done pretty well.
According to the lawsuit, Trump valued the apartment at $327 million, a price James called absurd. She says it's worth one-third that amount, and that Trump claimed it's three times larger than it actually is. And then there's his current home, Mar-a-Lago. The lawsuit claims Trump valued it at $739 million, nearly 10 times higher than what James says it's really worth, closer to $75 million. She alleges Trump did it to trick banks into lending him money on more favorable terms than he deserved. She cites a $160 million loan he got after claiming this building, 40 Wall Street, was worth more than $700 million. In truth, James says it was worth less than a third of that. And she noted a regular person could never get away with something like this.
Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
In a statement, the Trump Organization calls the suit unethical political harassment and an abhorrent abuse of power.
So let's bring in our investigative correspondent, Aaron Kuchersky, tonight. And Aaron, we know this is a civil case. Where does it go from here? And the other question, the potential legal jeopardy here for the former president now mounting in several states in separate cases?
Yeah, this one is civil, David. But tonight, Attorney General Letitia James believes she has uncovered evidence of potential bank fraud. So she is referring her investigative findings to both federal prosecutors and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which already has an open criminal investigation involving Trump, who also faces criminal probes in Georgia over his efforts to overturn the election, and in Florida, where the Justice Department has been investigating classified materials seized from Mar-a-Lago. David?
Aaron Kuchersky leading us off tonight. Aaron, thank you. We're going to turn now to the war in Ukraine and the new nuclear threat from Vladimir Putin. President Biden responding on the world stage at the UN here in New York today. What President Biden said about nuclear war while condemning Putin's, quote, brutal, needless war, saying Putin's goal is extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, as a people, adding that should make your blood run cold. Those words just hours after Putin went on TV threatening to use nuclear weapons, saying this is not a bluff. Putin also ordering a new partial draft, calling up 300,000 more troops. That move sparking protests inside Russia and arrests. The pictures from Moscow tonight and in more than 30 other cities. Mary Bruce standing by with the concern within the Biden administration with this new Putin threat. But first, Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine tonight.
Tonight, President Biden on the world stage, facing down Russia as Vladimir Putin moves to escalate the war.
Just today, President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against Europe. Now, Russia's calling up more soldiers to join the fight. And the Kremlin is organizing a sham referendum to try to annex parts of Ukraine.
Biden reminding the world that Russia wants to erase Ukraine from the map.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple. And Ukraine's right to exist as a people. That should make your blood run cold.
Biden rallying support for Ukraine after a rare address by Vladimir Putin to the Russian people. Predictably, Putin playing the victim, but warning, Russia is willing to use nuclear weapons. Saying those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction, adding, this is not a bluff. And with Western officials estimating Russia has lost 20,000 troops in 6 months of war, Putin now calling up 300,000 reservists to fight. After the speech, many airline flights out of Russia selling out, some people buying one-way tickets. This risky move by Putin sparking protests tonight in more than 30 Russian cities with hundreds arrested. A draft making the war more real for Russians and harder for the Kremlin to hide the death toll in Ukraine, a nation where many Russians have family or friends. And in another major escalation, Russia staging referendums in areas of eastern and southern Ukraine in the coming days, planning to annex those regions, claiming an attack there will be an attack on Russia.
Greetings to all people of the world.
Tonight, President Zelensky addressing the UN via video link, saying Russia should be stripped of its veto power in the UN Security Council.
Ukraine demands punishment for trying to steal our territory. Punishment for the murders of thousands of people.
With the rhetoric ramping up, Russia striking Ukrainian cities like Kharkiv hard.
We felt the blast when missiles hit this apartment block full of families overnight. You can see that part of the top of the building is now missing. After major military setbacks in this region, Putin signaling he's willing to escalate this war again.
The growing concern tonight that if Putin feels cornered, he may become even more dangerous.
That is the concern. Tom Surfy Burridge joins us again from Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. And Tom, in another dramatic development today, two Americans fighting alongside the Ukrainians and who were captured back in June are now among the 10 foreign nationals freed by Russian-backed forces.
Yeah, David, Alex Drewke and Andy Huynh, both US veterans from Alabama, went missing in June when they were fighting for the Ukrainians in this region. They were part of a group of 10 prisoners of war who were all freed in a prisoner swap agreed by Russia and Ukraine. They're now in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, helped negotiate their release. The two Americans should be on their way home soon. David.
All right, Tom, our thanks to you again tonight. In the meantime, this nuclear threat from Vladimir Putin, President Biden calling it irresponsible. Mary Bruce live in New York tonight, where the president addressed the UN today. And here's what the president said about nuclear war.
A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
Mary, how concerned is the White House about Putin's new nuclear threat?
Well, David, the White House is taking this seriously, but they are also making a conscious effort not to escalate this. They do not want to get into a rhetorical tit-for-tat with Russia over the threat of a nuclear war. So instead, the White House is stressing that Putin's comments are irresponsible, but they say not unusual, that he has threatened this before. But, David, the White House does see that Putin is growing increasingly desperate, and desperation, especially from an unpredictable leader armed with nuclear weapons, is certainly cause for concern.
Yeah, David. Very concerning tonight. Mary, thank you. We turn now to the Category 4 hurricane moving up the Atlantic tonight. Hurricane Fiona, now a monster 800 miles across the East Coast, soon feeling the effects from Florida up to Maine. Right now, winds 130 miles an hour, a hurricane watch in effect at this hour for Bermuda, ahead of the hurricane's arrival there. Air Force pilots flying inside Fiona's eye, sending that data, of course, to the National Hurricane Center. While in Puerto Rico tonight, the trail of destruction left behind. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in Bermuda tonight, where they are bracing for the hurricane. He has the preparations and the new track tonight.
Tonight, hurricane hunters flying inside Fiona's eye. The storm, some 800 miles across. The Category 4 hurricane now churning north toward Bermuda. All of the fresh water here in Bermuda is stored in residential tanks like this one. It's actually rainwater that's captured off these specially designed limestone roofs. This past summer has been so dry, people have had to actually buy water. So they'll take the rain, but as sturdy as some of these homes look, not all will be able to withstand a Cat 4 storm.
Fiona gaining strength after making its first landfall in Puerto Rico Sunday night, then slamming the Dominican Republic and the Turks and Caicos. At least four dead across the Caribbean. The amount of destruction becoming more clear. In Puerto Rico, more than a million customers still don't have power, and temperatures feel like they're around 100 degrees. Many families displaced, struggling with what comes next.
This is a school that's been converted into a shelter.
Our Victor Oquendo meeting Carla Castro and her two teenage sons at this shelter outside San Juan.
Have you gone back to your house? ¿Has regresado a tu casa?
Fui ayer, pero está todo para arriba, todo lleno de fango, los matres, todo está todo inundado.
She went yesterday. She says that her house is a total loss. It's just a mess.
She shows him video of her flooded home. Wiping away tears, she says her priority is her two sons, who are due to start school. She doesn't know how long she can stay in the shelter, but she has nowhere else to go.
And let's bring Rob Marciano back in with us tonight. He's now in Bermuda. He's going to time this out. And Rob, I know you're also tracking other tropical threats as well tonight.
Lots of action, David. This storm just 600 miles to our south. We've already seen some of the outflow clouds spin overhead, and the eye on the satellite picture just looks as menacing. Check it out. It's now over the open waters of the Atlantic and nothing but warm water and moist air ahead of it. So it will stay a Category 4, potentially getting stronger as it passes just to the west of Bermuda late tomorrow night into early Friday, and then as a strong damaging storm into Atlantic Canada. And yeah, high surf, big waves and rip currents for the east coast. As it passes just to our west tomorrow, this computer model says if it does jog east by 50 miles, that would be catastrophic for Bermuda. We're on the worst side of this storm. Here's all the action in the Atlantic. Several waves to talk about, but the first most effective one is going to be the one heading into the Caribbean. That one, most of our computer models bring it to hurricane strength through the Caribbean and into the Gulf of Mexico next week. Watching that one carefully, but first we have to get through Fiona.
David? Yes, please stay safe there in Bermuda with the team. And of course, that next system with its sights set on Florida, we're tracking it all. And Rob, we thank you. We do have one more note on all of this tonight. After seeing that devastation in Puerto Rico, how you can help after Fiona's damage already, redcross.org, as always, /ABC. Their teams are on the ground with food, shelter, and supplies as Puerto Rico recovers. Again, redcross.org/ABC. Now to news on the economy and the fight against inflation in this country, the prices you're paying really for everything. Tonight, the Federal Reserve raising that key benchmark interest rate yet again. in a battle to slow inflation. The increase, another 0.75 percentage point, the fifth hike this year. How this will affect credit cards, car loans, new mortgages, and will it work to slow inflation? Here's our chief business and economics correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, now.
Tonight, in the fight against inflation, the Federal Reserve raising that key interest rate by another 0.75 percentage point.
We have got to get inflation behind us. I wish there were a painless way to do that. There isn't.
Today's hike, the third since June, will make new car and home loans more expensive. You'll also pay more on your credit card. Take, for example, the average balance, about $7,000. If you're making minimum payments, today's hike could cost you an additional $416 in interest. Mortgage rates, which have doubled since January to more than 6%, are heading higher too. In Washington, D.C., math teacher Emily Brown and her family have outgrown their rental, so she crunched the numbers.
It's a big life decision, so you gotta do the math.
The only way they could afford to buy was to cut their budget by $100,000.
We had to give up on some of the things we wanted, like a garage, less square feet, and even farther out from D.C. than we had originally planned.
So let's bring in Rebecca Jarvis, as we always do on this. And Rebecca, the Federal Reserve expected to keep raising rates into next year, and the Fed warning that this could all lead to higher unemployment.
That's right, David. The Fed signaled today it expects to hike interest rates another 1.25% this year. While we've seen gas prices drop more than a dollar since June, other areas like those rents and groceries continue to climb. And the Fed has made it clear its number one priority is fighting inflation, even if it means the jobless rate, unemployment, goes up. David?
Rebecca Jarvis with us tonight from Lower Manhattan. Rebecca, thank you. From Minneapolis tonight, former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane sentenced to 3 years on state charges in the death of George Floyd. Lane appearing remotely from federal prison where he's serving 2.5 years for violating Floyd's civil rights. In May, he pleaded guilty to state charges of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. The judge now allowing him to serve the two sentences concurrently. When we come back on this busy news night, the embattled NBA owner suspended and fined $10 million for making racist and misogynistic remarks, what he now plans to do, and the Washington Monument vandalized.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, embattled basketball owner Robert Sarver now planning to sell both of his teams. Sarver today saying he has started the process of selling the NBA's Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. He was suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million for making racist and misogynistic remarks. Several of the NBA's top stars, including LeBron James, have said the punishment was not severe enough. To the nation's capital tonight, the Washington Monument vandalized. Workers today removing red paint and an obscene message splashed on the base of the national landmark. Police arresting a suspect from Indiana. He's now charged with trespassing and vandalism. The area around the monument briefly closed while workers scrubbed off that message. To the index of other news tonight, NASA hopes to launch its new mission to the moon in less than a week. Engineers conducting a fuel test today, a hydrogen leak suggesting a possible failure, but the leak disappeared when pressure on the seal was increased. The rocket fully fueled for the first time, NASA hoping to launch Tuesday morning at the earliest, sending a capsule without a crew to orbit the moon and then return to Earth. The mystery Mega Millions winners finally coming forward in Illinois, sort of. Lottery officials say two people who had agreed to share the winnings have come forward privately. They will share the ticket worth more than $1.3 billion. 2 months later, they have now finally collected that prize. They want to remain anonymous. They are splitting the money, taking the lump sum, by the way, of more than $780 million. Not bad. And Yankee slugger Aaron Judge chasing history tonight. Judge hitting his 60th home run of the season last night, tying him with Babe Ruth now. He's now one home run away from tying Roger Maris and the American League record. Barry Bonds still holds the Major League single-season record, hitting 73 home runs back in 2001. Finally tonight here, a spectacular image before we go. NASA with new images of Neptune tonight. The James Webb Space Telescope capturing the clearest look yet at the planet, seen for the first time in infrared light. The planet appearing to glow there. It's the most dynamic look at Neptune's rings in more than 30 years. Voyager 2 was the first spacecraft to get a close look at Neptune back in 89, appearing blue in visible light, the Hubble Space Telescope offering a snapshot just last year. The image is remarkable in their own right, but they pale in comparison to what we've seen tonight. Just incredible. I'm David Muir. I hope to see you right back here tomorrow. Good night.